So every weekend we bring you Media Wise in association with Cumasun na Mban, helping you question and manage your personal media environment, looking at social, traditional media, online safety and fact checking, and some digital skills. And with that in mind, my special guest this weekend is Joanne Sweeney, the CEO of Digital Training Institute, who talks about her experience working in the world of the access to government services and digital services, and what we need to watch out for. And of course, a lot of people will know you, Joanne, from The Apprentice all those years ago.
Oh my goodness. Yes, that's a blast from the past. So I was on the final series of The Apprentice in 2011, and I actually got to the final.
Yeah.
And I came third.
Which is quite an achievement, really.
It was. And you know what? I look back and it's still obviously one of the big milestones in my life in terms of career.
What happens at the Digital Training Institute, Joanne?
So we basically help people bring their skills into the digital age. So whether it's social media, digital marketing, or indeed now AI, that's my job. I am very proficient myself. I've studied it for two decades. We work a lot with the commercial radio sector, as you know, through the Learning Wave SkillNet. I also work with a lot of government and public sector agencies, and really it's developing training programs, writing their strategy, helping them implement processes and work practices to make their digital marketing and comms very seamless, because, you know, 53% of people in Ireland right now are receiving news and information through social media. Even radio stations are diversifying and they're realizing that their content has to be digital. So it's helping organizations, businesses and individuals just be competent and confident and have a really strong digital footprint.
You speak about government departments and all of that. Just like banks, we all interact using our phones and our computers these days. I mean, God be with the days where you had to queue up to get a form to get the guards to do this, that and the other to get a passport or whatever. Now it can all be done online, but that comes with its own challenges, doesn't it?
It does. And let me start this answer by saying that as citizens and as consumers, we don't differentiate between maybe public sector or private sector. We look at, you know, our favorite brands like Netflix, Amazon, Apple, and we look at the customer experience that they give us. Everything is seamless. The algorithms know what shows we want to watch, what music should be on our playlists. And we have a high expectation of how we receive a customer service, whether it's in private business, or a public service, whether it's from a government or a public sector agency. We're also more demanding as consumers and citizens, and we want things in a shorter space of time. As you said, we expect all of this to be done through our smartphone or indeed on a laptop. So that appetite and that expectation and that massive change in consumer behaviour has already happened. So what follows then is that agencies, and often government, are behind the curve compared to private sector in being able to deliver those seamless experiences. COVID definitely helped them because they had no choice.
I think you're right. I think it's only since COVID now that we hear a lot more, for example, in radio advertising, government announcements, government information, and, you know, apps and all of that sort of stuff that we now use more so. But in terms of some of the disinformation we might get too, that's also prevalent, isn't it?
This is a real struggle for everyone, and fact-checking and directing people to their single source of truth is really important. So, for example, if we think about the HSE, you know, if you want some health information around any ailments or what your pharmacist can do, if you're trying to quit smoking or if you're a new mother and you're struggling with breastfeeding, the HSE have all of this information. They've got it on their main website, and then they have satellite websites and they have social networks, you know. And if you listened to the tagline that the HSE uses on radio in particular, because that's where we hear it, you know, they will say you're a trusted source for health information in Ireland.
Yeah.
And that's really important. And because we're getting our information from social media, and there's a great study that I love every year. It's the Digital News Report, compiled by University of Oxford and Reuters News Institute. And they interview, hundreds of thousands of people across, I think, 86 countries, including in Ireland. And that study in Ireland is undertaken by the Fugio Centre at DCU. And what they're seeing now is that as citizens, as consumers, we are getting news and information from social, but we're not only getting it from mainstream media or government agencies. Yeah. We're getting it from people of interest or influencers, which means that we're now listening to our peers or citizen journalists who may not be subject matter experts and who may not have verified their sources. Because Robbie, you and I know, as a former journalist, that, you know, the first rule is check your source, check it twice, and check it for a third time.
Yeah.
And that's not happening. And very often people are putting content out that potentially will garner massive interest, that's deliberately negative because they get the likes. And then they become addicted to that. So we need to be really careful where we get our information.
And I mean, when you think about consumers as well, a certain percentage of consumers, let's be honest, have a sort of a distrust of government and don't want government agencies having their information. And they may be more likely to take the advice of an influencer or somebody maybe less qualified.
You're absolutely right. And that is a fact. And that's the fact that we cannot ignore. So how you bridge that gap is trust. You said it. And I always say trust and transparency is the number one currency in the digital age for government and public sector agencies. Without that, they really lose their legitimacy, even though they have it through, you know, the rule of law and through elections. But it's so important. And, you know, we have a new Taoiseach and he's been branded the TikTok Taoiseach because Simon Harris was one of the early adopters of the channel and has grown a massive amount of followers and millions of views. And now he's doing his daily update. So we really need to humanize the work of our government and public sector. And, you know, when people are in comments and when they are complaining, it's best not to ignore them. It's actually best to go back and to really respond to people and have a mindset and intention of being responsive. And I do it myself. There are people that I follow, people that I like, you know, and we all do it as human beings. But there's a huge, huge challenge on government and public sector right now, greater than ever before. And I think even greater than during the pandemic.
Joanne, thanks so much for your advice and input on MediaWise this weekend. Joanne Sweeney, CEO of Digital Training Institute and former broadcast journalist. Appreciate your time, Joanne.
Thanks, Robbie.
MediaWise with Cumashun the Man, helping you question and manage your own personal media environments and be safe online. Every weekend around this time on Saturday Live on Sunshine 106.8, Dublin's easy place to relax.